And now it's time for Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on what's happening in the Tell Me More blogosphere and get a chance to hear from you, our listeners. Lee Hill, our digital media guy, is here with me as always. Hey, Lee, what's up?
Hey, Michelle. Well, it's probably no surprise to anyone that the number one thing most folks seem to be talking about is the current financial crisis. Now, just in case there's someone who's been living under a rock the past few weeks, Wall Street's recent meltdown has triggered deep losses, the largest bank failure in U.S. history, and the Bush administration's call for a $700 billion bailout for the nation's financial institutions. Now, what do bloggers have to say about all of this? A lot. Let's listen to Thelma.
How about the U.S. government becoming the lender to small businesses and the homeowner? How far will this $700 billion go for all of our credit needs? Think about it. Cut out Wall Street altogether and let the chips fall where they may. Companies that are solid and not so greedy will survive.
Thank you, Thelma. But Lee, we also heard from Nicholas, who actually has some sympathy for the companies at the center of the crisis. He writes, I do understand why the government has chosen to bail out the major financial institutions, because most of the money made in this country starts from these large companies, especially Wall Street. I believe that the people who were involved in the financial market did not see this downfall coming, resulting in the government and banks being unprepared for this drastic fall. Our country simply was not prepared for this.
Thanks, Nicholas. We hear you. Also yesterday on the blog, we shared news that John McCain claimed he was temporarily suspending his campaign and wanted to postpone tonight's presidential debate in order to focus on the financial crisis. Now, sit tight. The barbershop guys will give you an earful on all of this and just how it went down in one moment. But not before Jerry, a blogger who sent us his two cents. He writes, to attempt to cancel Friday's debate just when the American public wants to judge the leadership potential of McCain and Obama is revealing McCain's true temperament. It says that he has abandoned his hero mantra for a win-at-all-cost strategy.
Okay, Jerry, we might need to get you in the barbershop. Thank you. Finally, let's take a step away from the political drama. Earlier this week, we brought you a conversation about the challenges of parenting a child with bipolar disorder. We received this voicemail from Mark. His son has the condition.
What I found is really important is that the parents of kids coming into preschool and first grade are made aware of some of the possibilities that the kids may be different and given what I would say mentoring to get the kids evaluated correctly and safely. There's a lot of stuff we don't do in our society for kids that have these problems.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you, Lee.
Thank you, Michelle.
Remember, with Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. You can tell us more about what's happening in your world by calling our comment line at 202-842-3522. That number again is 202-842-3522. You can also go to the Tell Me More page at npr.org to catch up on all of our coverage over the course of the week and blog it out.